I'm Katie.
And I'm Steve.
And this is the City of Reading Podcast.
Welcome to a Reading City Council update. For full details on each of the items covered, or to watch a meeting online, visit cityofreading.org or find the links in the episode show notes. For any questions, suggestions, or comments, please email podcast@cityofreading.org.
Hi, this is Jeremy Pagan, the Director of Development Services for the City of Reading, giving you your City Council recap for the City Council meeting that occurred on Tuesday, January 16th. Had a pretty full council meeting for that night. Began with our typical business, Pledge of Allegiance. Invocation was neat, done by Lynn Fritz in the Native American tradition with a Native American flute accompanying her. That was a pretty neat thing to start our meeting off with. And then moved from there into presentations. We had a brief presentation from Donna Jamian with Emergent 3D. And Emergent 3D is a local business that has embarked on the new technology of 3D concrete printing. And they've partnered with the city on a number of housing projects and also done two facilities for the city. One, a park host site at Enterprise Park, and also a park host site at the Bonneview. Emergent 3D was there to just tell of their success and how their technology is continuing to improve and how Don's seen that technology really become more efficient, more economical. And so it was really just highlighting some of those city projects that had been done with this 3D concrete printing technology, and then also looking to the future and how that technology might be used to continue to help build housing and looking for future ways that they might be able to partner with the city. So overall, a good presentation from Emergent 3D. We then moved on to the consent calendar. Most of the items on the consent calendar were fairly routine orders of business. There was a resolution to finish up and acknowledge completion of the Kennett Court Senior Apartment Project up there on Lake Boulevard, which was a partially grant-funded project. There were a couple items from RAU regarding awarding bids to secure some 15 kV cable, also awarding a bid to improve some software and technology for RAU for energy trading and energy management, as well as the purchase of some transformers for RAU to service new electrical service throughout the city. We also had a number of items from Public Works. Again, pretty fairly routine in nature. We're talking chemicals and purchasing of materials and equipment for our wastewater plants and other infrastructure projects throughout the city. And there was one item on consent that got pulled off. That was item 4.1A, which was an item to affirm a position supporting a new bill coming out of the Senate that would allow cities to designate zones in their jurisdiction where a patron could carry an alcoholic drink between establishments. Generally speaking, with ABC, you're confined to holding alcohol or having alcohol just within the premises of that property and no further. And this would allow downtown areas and mostly downtown and entertainment areas to allow for carrying an alcoholic drink between different patrons, right? So if you have a number of breweries or a number of bars on a particular street, allows a street or a downtown area to be more friendly to going from one place to the next and make it more of an entertainment zone. That was discussed at some length between council. Ultimately, they, I believe, unanimously to support writing a letter in support of that bill because they could see it being a positive thing, certainly for our downtown or other areas of town that we're trying to allow for some entertainment use and some good business-friendly uses in those areas of our city. After the consent calendar, we moved on to appointments. The mayor reappointed a member of our administrative hearings board, and that occurred without any issue there and unanimous approval of her reappointment to the administrative hearings board of one of those members. There was also a brief discussion moving to item 9 of the agenda, city council liaison assignments for the year. City council generally establishes liaisons amongst themselves to various city departments. And so that new liaison list was accepted by council for the calendar year of 2024. And then the two bigger items of the evening, the first was our finance director, Greg Robinette, providing an update to council on the audit findings from our most recent audit of our finance department. And Without getting into the details too much for this recap, and I probably couldn't do them justice, you'd have to contact Greg with our finance department because he's the expert on this. But really the takeaway there was our audit findings. There were no findings of significance. The audit was exceptional. And our finance department did an excellent job. In fact, we're somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think, our 39th year of receiving an award for excellence in financial reporting in government. And major kudos to our finance department, that whole team. Greg and his team worked tirelessly to get through that audit process and then also produce our annual comprehensive financial report. And really just a testament to Greg's team and all the good work that's happening there with his team members. And so really excellent work done by them. Council approved the audit committee's recommendation to accept the audit. And again, it was a very successful audit. And then on piggybacking on that, Director Robinette took us through the annual comprehensive financial report for the year ending 23. Largely that report ended up, I think, more or less saying that things are in line with our expectations, the expectations that were set forth last year when council adopted the new biennial budget. So largely we expected revenues to be going down somewhat. And so I think Greg has seen that happen how we anticipated. And we're seeing costs about where we thought they might be. So for this year and next, the city budget has anticipated some of these changes. Seems like it's on track. And then the city council will have to revisit the budget in a year to make the next biennial budget and make any adjustments that might be coming based on the finance department's reporting and recommendations. So two really good items from the finance department. And again, major kudos to our finance team for all the good work they're doing. Last of the evening, or second to last, I should say, was within development services department. And we brought forth, myself and our consultant brought forth the next milestone in the Reading Riverfront specific plan update process. The council unanimously approved the vision and guiding principles framework for the update to the specific plan. So I'll try and do a 1 minute summary of what that was. The item took about an hour. But really, after all the community input we've received from open houses, from stakeholder interviews, from the community coalition process, which was a 2 month long four meeting process with a 20 member panel in the community, as well as most recently our Indigenous community listening session, and provided a summary of what we heard and what we were able to listen to. And it was a good community engagement effort that we did last week. Had, I think, about 50 or more members of our Native community show up to that event and provide really valuable feedback and good input and good education to the process. Staff has taken all of that input and together with our consultant developed a framework that touches on seven main visions for this specific plan. And they range from a healthy, resilient natural environment, connected spaces, world-class recreation, economically sensitive and viable arts, cultural, entertainment, and sports venues. And then, of course, respecting and honoring the Indigenous community, past, present, and future. And so there are these pillars, these guiding pillars that are supposed to guide the process moving forward as we now move from this visioning phase to the nuts and bolts of the specific plan process. So next up will be looking at alternatives, looking at concepts, making sure those alternative and concepts are in agreement with these vision and guiding principles that council adopted, and then checking in with council and having more community engagement in the months and year to come. I would say we still have about a year and a half or so of this process, and we're still really early on. We're just basically done with phase one. So next up will be alternatives analysis, existing conditions, looking at concepts and policies. And that specific plan document will really start to take shape here in the coming months with, again, more community involvement, more outreach, and certainly more items that we'll bring to council in the future. The council meeting wrapped up with an item, a quick item from our personnel department, whereby we were looking to create a new position in the Public Works Department, which is a financial manager. To help with the needs of that department and the needs of their financial tracking and whatnot. And so that position was created and approved unanimously by council. And that wrapped up our city council meeting on January 16th. Thanks for listening.